Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Anthony DiBella calls 911 to report Wanda Paoli's being killed. She is a witch killed with a knife and all, and currently on the porch. When first responders arrive, DiBella standing over his sister's body, telling cops he had to kill her because she, quote, was going to harm their mother.
Nancy, DiBella developed the belief his sister Wanda was going to kill their mother because she frequently watched 48 Hours and their 89-year-old mother had a small bruise on her hand. DiBella also told officers, quote, she was getting in the way of me communicating to God. DiBella cited a battle with schizoaffective and bipolar disorders during his sentencing hearing, but Judge David Renzi said DiBella made it very clear he deliberately caused Paoli's death due to his guilty plea to all charges.
DiBella, 53, now sentenced to 18 years to life on murder two. John Hargreaves rams his car through the garage of a New Jersey home to harass the homeowner. When the homeowner comes out, Hargreaves takes off, driving to a nearby police station, using his car as a battering ram again, crashing into the police squad room, blasting "Welcome to the Jungle." Hargreaves gets out of the car with his hands in the air, seemingly celebrating. Hargreaves, 34, now charged with terrorism, ag assault, and mischief. More crime and justice news after this.
Wusstest du, dass Zehntausende deutsche Unternehmen bereits Shopify nutzen? Von innovativen Startups bis hin zu Familienunternehmen mit langer Tradition? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify kannst du Produkte über beliebige Kanäle verkaufen. Ob persönliches POS-System oder umfassende E-Commerce-Plattform. Auch Social Media und Marktplätze wie Facebook, Instagram und eBay werden unterstützt. Dank der ständig wachsenden Auswahl innovativer Funktionen und des zuverlässigen technischen Supports ist es ganz einfach, dein Business mit Shopify aufzubauen. Ob Produktpräsentation oder Bestell- und Zahlungsabwicklung. Shopify bietet alles, was du für die Verwaltung deines Business brauchst. So kannst du dich ganz auf dein Business konzentrieren. Shopify kostenlos ausprobieren und dein Business voranbringen. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Also Shopify.de/try. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in the Mountain States, as a court has now determined that the man accused of murdering 10 people in a Colorado grocery store in a 2021 rampage is mentally fit to face trial, resuming the halted prosecution. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to Judge Ingrid Bakey, Ahmad Al-Aliwi Elisa, who suffers from schizophrenia, is able to comprehend court procedures and participate in his own defense. After earlier assessments deemed Elisa to be incompetent, Bakey presided over a hearing last week to review an August conclusion by experts at a state mental facility that he was capable. The hearing to discuss the verdict had been requested by Elisa's counsel. 24-year-old Elisa is charged with murder and several attempted murder counts in connection with the shooting spree that occurred on March 22, 2021 in a packed King Superstore in Boulder, roughly 30 miles northwest of Denver. Employees informed detectives that Elisa allegedly started shooting outside the grocery store, injuring at least one person in the parking area before heading inside. Customers and employees hurried to flee the attack, with some taking refuge in neighboring shops while others exited through the loading docks in the back.
Elisa has not yet been asked to enter a plea. Maine State Police say a man has been charged with murder in connection with the death of a 3-year-old girl on Christmas Day. According to a news statement from the police, 29-year-old Tyler Witham Jordan of Edgecombe was arrested in connection with the death of Mackenzie Handraham. It was in the morning hours of December 25, 2022, that police received a 911 call reporting that a toddler was not breathing. Hospital staff later pronounced her dead. Police say that the cause of death is being withheld at this time, even though the medical examiner's office in Augusta determined that the death was a homicide. Authorities have reported that Witham Jordan was the boyfriend of McKinsley's mother at the time of the child's death. He's currently behind bars in the nearby town of Wiscasset. Following allegations that they recorded the moment they targeted and fatally struck a bicyclist in a hit-and-run in Las Vegas, two teenagers have been indicted and charged as adults with a number of offenses, including murder and auto theft. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The teens, who were 17 and 16 at the time, were connected to at least three hit-and-runs that happened on the morning of August 14th. The counts the teenagers were already facing have been expanded by the indictment. Due to their being minors at the time of the alleged crimes, Crime Online is not releasing their names. The 64-year-old cyclist, Andy Probst, a retired former police chief from the city of Bell, which is west of Los Angeles, was killed in one of the suspected hit-and-run accidents as he was pedaling along the side of a road. In the footage taken from the front passenger seat of a reportedly stolen vehicle, the driver comes up behind Probst on an otherwise empty road. As the driver turns toward Probst and hits the bicycle, male voices can be heard laughing. The impact throws Probst across the hood of the vehicle and into the windshield. Moments later, he can then be seen lying on the ground close to the curb.
The teenagers were charged with murder and residential burglary, as well as battery, attempted murder and residential burglary, as well as several counts of auto grand larceny and possession of a stolen vehicle.
Arietta Valdez and Ernesto Caballero separate during Arietta's pregnancy, but they stay in close contact about the baby boy, Andrew. When Arietta comes home from the hospital, her family members are sick, worried about the baby. Arietta stays with Caballero in his Miami home. When Arietta's mother and grandmother come to visit the baby, Caballero suddenly attacks them, killing mom, grandma, and great-grandma. Caballero drives away from the home, taking the baby and an AK-47. That afternoon, cops find Caballero in a wooded area, dead by suicide. Baby Andrew nowhere to be found. Andrew Caballero, just 10 days old, now missing over 3 years. If you have info on baby Andrew Caballero, please call Miami-Dade PD 305-471-2400. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.